This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's the worst piece of clothing that you've owned?
Definitely the smoking jacket that I've worn on a couple podcasts. Danny, I used to smoke pipe tobacco in high school.
In high school, sir? You definitely had to have worn cardigans if you were rocking
in a high school, sir.
Right? January 5th, 2021, HeadGum Podcast Season 2, somehow, arbitrarily. Johnny Villa on the show today, Amir Shmuel Blumenfeld on the sax, and Marika Brownlee on those sweet, sweet tunes. Oh, let's get it pod. Oh, HeadGum! Let's get it pod.
That was much better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, really. And it ended on a high note. Yeah. It really did.
Oh, that's literally really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No cap in all of that, by the way. No cap. Johnny Bill
no
on the
cap.
Show. Amir, what's that? First what's that of the year.
I'm just chiming in casually. Yeah.
You're just chiming in casually.
No, I'm not. I'm all not. Right. I'm chiming in. What I said was right.
I love this energy, Johnny, that you're bringing to the show. This intro-ish.
Thanks. I haven't said anything yet up until this point.
How is that so funny to you?
Let's rein
it
in.
I know truth is comedy, but you laughed too hard for that.
It was Johnny's facial expression and also the like flick of the wrist that he did. Where he... Amir, is that a blue screen behind you? Like a green screen, but blue?
Yeah, just in case you needed to like... I don't know if you're recording video, if you wanted to do like special effects or whatever behind me.
I did.
You can make it look like an airplane window or something. Like I'm really
small.
I can't
because you didn't light it correctly. It's all about lighting with green screens, yeah.
No, yeah, for sure. I actually had an idea for the podcast. I know we usually give like notes and ideas in between sessions so that we can implement it and have awareness as to what we're doing. But mine is sort of a post-production idea.
Sure.
Cold opens.
Okay.
Don't say anything yet. So the episode starts with boom, boom. This is a HeadGum original. And then instead of the sax, it's the funniest point of this podcast, 10, 15, 20 seconds into the sax. Then it's like, okay, we're starting with the hottest joke. Sax, good energy at the top. And then when you hear it later, you're like, oh, yeah, that was the cold open. So
that's
if
actually
you heard,
really good.
Yeah, 1 second. I'm not done. If you heard a cold open already at the top of this episode and you're like, wow, that's cool that they did that. Know that in the weird fucking time loop situation, Jeff is learning about that whole concept, I think, from me.
I
right
know what
now.
Cold opens are.
Yeah.
They have it on Hodinkee Radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we shouldn't do it.
This whole
I don't want to come
encounter
off like...
is so sad if we don't do it.
Okay, so now we'll do it. Yeah, for sure. But like, let's not like talk as though we're all trying to get the quote cold open moment, even though it could be like a $50 little bonus to like incentivize the best zingers. But let's just have a casual conversation. Whatever comes out as the funniest little snippet could be great. Right at
but
the
now
top.
There's pressure. Like you feel the everybody else is feeling the pressure to do something really quippy and funny that could be a cold open. Like what you should have done is if you had this note was weeks ago when Danny said, in high school, sir,
Yeah.
That should have been the first cold open.
Okay, how about if nothing is funny in this episode, we use that as the cold open. And then people are sort of confused as well, to why.
If that's what is at the beginning of this episode right now, and people heard that, they know that it's not going to be a funny episode. So what's to incentivize them to continue listening?
It's not that it's not funny. It's just that nothing in this episode, it's a little hat tip to them. It's like, by the way, nothing in this episode is as funny as that moment. So that's the default moment. And if something
they
beats it,
that.
We put it at
they'll
the top.
They'll just be confused, right? Obviously, because they'll think it's like a repeat episode.
For sure.
Don't four say for
shirts.
Sure so much and like that. Get the
Speaking
blue
of shirts,
screen out of frame.
I'm wearing a
mozzarella sticks shirt.
Secret Santa gift that Marika got me for Xmas.
Marika, do you want to tell the story?
There's not really a story, but Amir and I switched. We had a white elephant gift exchange, and Amir and I ended up with each other's gift, which is pretty cute.
Because then it's like we just gave each other gifts and showed up to a different white elephant exchange and just had everybody else. What'd you guys get?
I got Johnny's gift, actually. Which was a horrible Ed Hardy knockoff graphic tee that has that really thick, sticky, like print all over the chest and torso, but not the sleeves, which makes it worse because then it looks like it's an intentionally like, oh well, we left the sleeves alone.
Yeah,
you could have switched. Is the thing, but you didn't.
Well, I was trying to be a nice guy because. Months ago, we did a HeadGum Happy Hour, and I came in late, beat Johnny, actually, in the Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament, and got a $200 Amazon gift card.
$100?
No, it ended up being $200.
Yeah,
I don't know. Marty was generous that day.
Bad. And you spent it on Christmas lights, is that correct?
I spent it on Christmas lights and a projector. Partially a projector. It didn't cover the whole projector.
This is for the house that you're rarely in?
Rarely in, barely in, absolutely.
Yeah.
Although I did put a deposit down.
On what?
On a watch.
What are you talking about? You're rarely in your house, so you put a deposit down on a watch?
Because the watch can go hither and thither with me. It doesn't matter house I'm in.
Bad, right? You
rarely
don't want
wear
it to
watches.
Depreciate in value.
I've never seen. What is that? So that's like
Jeff
one
got
of how
into
many
watches? I think like a year ago, from what I can tell.
No, I've been into watches since since eighth grade.
I don't believe you.
I've worn a watch every day of work. People just don't pay attention to my wrists because they're not the thinnest part
they're
of
frail.
My.
Frail.
Yeah, well, compared to my ankles, if you're gonna have your eye catch one of them in the light, it's going to be the ankles.
Yeah, you don't have cankles, you have tankles. So walk us through this watch. What are we looking at there?
This is a Tudor Submariner 79190, right?
I don't know.
What's that?
What a boring hobby. Continue.
So this was, and it might have to be the last Submariner made by Tudor, right? So it shares all the...
Why?
Don't
say right
in.
Like we know what you're talking about.
I also don't know what a Submariner is.
That's the most iconic watch of all time, right? James Bond style?
Sure.
5513, 5514, 5517, 1680, 1600,
you're saying numbers.
These are just numbers
six,
to
six,
us.
One, zero.
Talk about Spectre instead. What about Skyfall? You said Bond. Make it interesting to us.
Well, now Bond wears Omega, and I don't know where that switch was. I think it was in the 70s. But in the early, what's that?
I just very politely said nice, but I guess I regret it. Eat your watch.
What's that? I can't eat metal.
I want you to swallow the watch. I want you to choke on and maybe die while
this
you try
the
to eat that.
This is the nicest way to tell somebody to go kill themselves. Eat your watch.
I want you to suck on your swatch. Wait, so is your watch collection, is it like almost like when someone collects shoes, they don't necessarily wear them? Like what percentage of the watches you buy are you using versus just having to have as a collection?
That's a good question. I think with everybody's different. Like with shoe collectors, probably for me, I'm not somebody who likes to have watches that I don't actively wear. So like currently I have two Seikos that I just never wear. And when I get back to LA, I'm probably going to sell them. But I have eight watches and I want to get it down to five because there's also a G-Shock that I just haven't worn and want to sell. But I was just telling Amir that I want to get into the business of flipping vintage watches, Johnny. So the idea is to set up an LLC so that I can't be held responsible. Offshore accounts, offshore business investors and advisors. And I'm making a profit ideally, but probably in the red.
So what's the point?
On the wreck.
So you know that you're not going to make any money off this LLC, I think.
I set your expectations low and don't even meet those. That's my family's crest.
What's the picture on it?
Oh my God. You can and will be fired for making that face.
Pull my lip down. It's my family's crest tattooed on my bottom.
It's running. It's like not deep enough.
You poured ink into your lip.
Yuck.
Let's just dip tobacco.
Yuck.
Johnny, do you bowl?
Me bowl?
Yeah.
Not occasionally.
So often?
Less, actually.
Not occasionally.
So yeah. Often or never?
Never, actually.
So say that. Don't make us fucking have to guess through the process of elimination.
It's a corn
just
maze.
Say don't fall. Hot. Okay.
Sacks. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Not occasionally. Not occasionally.
You're a Bond villain who doesn't get the job done.
So always?
Yeah, in a way.
Marika, you got a PS5.
I did.
How has
it arrived?
Been?
It's been great. I was without internet for a number of days, so it was kind of my saving grace in terms of having something to do in my life for once without internet. Got the Spider-Man game.
Saving grace.
You have to do that. Your voice is warbly at best.
You're derailing the conversation.
That's good.
Was finally able to play DVDs. That was big for me.
Mm.
Yeah, that's great. I love it.
And you still buy DVDs, right?
Yeah,
I bought the last episode.
I do still buy DVDs. I just bought 3 DVDs. One of them was supposed to arrive today. I bought Now You See Me 2 on DVD. A perfect film. I don't know where it is. It said it was delivered. It's not. So I think the Four Horsemen, the magicians in the movie have struck again. They've stolen it.
You're walking WordPress.
That's the nicest thing anyone's. It's a live. I'm a live journal live for sure. Journal. But yeah, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. It's been great. I need to buy more games, but I also know that I'll never finish Spider-Man if I buy more games. So I'm gonna finish that first. I'm determined.
Is it fun?
Interesting.
It is fun. I'm pretty bad at it, but I do feel like I'm getting better. I'm not good at melee combat games, I would say. So that's been a struggle. I'm doing a lot of key smashing.
Is that the same as button mashing?
Yeah. I should have said that. I'm not on a PC, obviously.
You're using a keyboard as a controller for the PS5. Johnny, what's new with you? How was your new year? How was everybody's new year, but specifically Villa?
My new year was great. Celebrated it with the fam. There's nothing really new in my life that's happening.
Any partners?
I don't have to answer that.
You always fish for that.
Yeah,
you
can't
ask Johnny that. Particularly.
It's very specific and invasive. It makes us all sort of uneasy. Yeah.
All right.
By the way, what are you rocking beard-wise? Is that a beard, a goatee, a mustache? Like, how did you arrive at this sort of like Three Musketeers style facial hair? Yeah, it looks different.
Good pull.
I don't think it's that Three Musketeers style. I think the lighting's just a little strange.
You'd need the sort of like bushier, twistier mustache.
I think I could do that though, because these are really long.
Even is that all even for you, or are you trimming the beard and letting like the Fu Manchu grow in longer?
We had to watch that movie for film school. Anyway,
what movie?
The Mask of Fu Manchu.
Nobody knew what you were talking about.
You referenced it. That's a type of facial hair. Yeah, because of the movie.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Is goatee also based on a fucking play? Like, I just know what they are. I don't know their origin story.
You probably don't clock this type of shit, but 3 years ago, I tried to grow a beard when we first started doing videos. Do you remember how bad it looked?
No.
So back then, it like stopped here. So it was just mutton chops pirate style and then like a weird Three Musketeers thing. But now it like it comes all the way down now. And then these aren't full connectors. But yeah, it's a little bit of the Fu Manchu thing coming down to connect. So I trim up here because there's a lot of coverage there, like by my sideburns. But then I let the rest grow. So now it's kind of even. But who knows what I'm going to do.
And your hair slicked back, or what's going on there?
That's a lot. That's gel, yeah. So I've been gelling well with people who yell about gel.
Nice.
No, the hair's long as shit. I have to take my headphones off so I won't be able to hear you guys, but it's really long.
Now's the time to talk shit.
Wow.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then
it's
in
kind
the
of
back,
a bowl cut.
I can't really see it, but it's long.
Are you planning on getting it cut, or are you kind of like growing it out?
I feel like this is the only time in my life that I can grow it out with people without people being like, why?
Yeah. Because it's too dangerous
to
get it cut.
I'm
going to
grow it out.
So you're just going to see what happens?
Yeah, I'm going to see what happens. I at least want to go a full year. My last haircut was March 3rd of last year. So I at least want to go the full year. And then I'll either shave it or keep growing it.
I feel like it's a good length.
You haven't even trimmed, not even the sides.
Just sideburns. I just thin them out.
Wow.
What about you guys? Hair plans? Style plans? Do you guys do this? I found myself doing this kind of like re-upping wardrobe options at the new year.
What is re-upping to you? Like buying new stuff or like purging?
Both. A little bit of both. Spring cleaning, donating clothes, and then maybe getting some new stuff, some new threads. Johnny.
Why to me?
No, just wondering your thoughts.
I've been trying to start sewing my own clothes. So I go to thrift shops and pick up two pieces that would probably work together. I'll cut them up and then just reattach them. So I'll have like a Frankenstein version of a hoodie or like a Frankenstein t-shirt or something like that.
I feel like that's like a thing that's trending
a
right now.
Frankenstein oh, yeah. t-shirt. So it's young.
Can we see an example of that? Have you done that yet?
Yeah, there is a blue and green hoodie that I pieced together from like this like triple XL champion hoodie and a weird green Christmas sweater.
Let's see it.
Put them
I'm
together.
Curious.
Yeah.
All right. I'll run out really quickly. Talk okay. amongst yourselves.
He obviously leaves. He leaves to go buy this thing that he found down the street.
Johnny's hair is also really long.
Yeah.
Compared to the summer.
I guess I'm not used to seeing what Villa was rocking like a year ago, because I think that's like roughly when we met. So this yeah. just feels like normal Johnny. Yeah, I could see.
Johnny opened his door and
I could see a car
it's
driving
like
off.
A sky blue. It looks like he's in the clouds.
Yeah. He's in heaven right now.
Yeah.
So Johnny bought three hoodies and pieced these together using a sewing machine?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So
oh,
I
shit.
Am using a sewing machine for this. I wow. took the letters from an Old Navy.
That's really cool.
So it says yo instead of O from Old Navy, Y, etc.
Nice. Oh, and you
sleeves together.
So the sleeves of a green hoodie on the body of a blue hoodie.
Yeah. And then I had to take in the hoodie even further because I'm not a double XL.
Right. Yeah, how do you take in? How do you shrink a hoodie? I don't even
how
understand how that would be.
A sweat.
So you just pull it in and then just sew over top of it. I don't know if that makes any sense because I barely understand it as is.
So it's almost like a mad fold in. Like you make a little like you combine the left and right sides and just sew it up. And now there's like a little loop inside or something.
Yeah, basically. And then you just cut the excess fabric.
Oh, interesting.
That's awesome. Did you do that wow. before or just literally started this year?
I started this year because I was following this artist and he makes a lot of music, but then he started getting into like sewing rugs and clothes. And I was like, I want to do that. I think I could do that. So I did it.
I got really into looking at rug TikTok for like a few days the other week. Just like people that have these sort of, I don't know, they're like textile guns where they just fill in rug pieces with a bunch of yarn. And it's very like relaxing to look at. And now I want to make rugs because they're expensive and I could make a lot of money from them.
How do you make a rug?
How do you cut a rug?
Nice.
I think you can hand do it where it's like you're sort of weaving the yarn through this sort of meshy material, but you can also use a textile-y gun thing that just kind of shoots it through at a rapid pace and it's fun to watch.
Wow, that seems very time consuming.
In theory, especially if you're doing it by hand, for sure. But
yeah, Jesus.
Amir, what about you? How's your New Year's?
Pretty boring. Stayed in, watched a movie. God, what did we watch? Ugh, I'm not going to remember. What movie did we watch? I know it was good. I enjoyed it. But now as I come to think about it, I don't. And it's funny because
you were in Times Square. You're trying to save face.
Decked out in Planet Fitness gear.
It was Ex Machina. Good movie.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oscar Isaac.
That's right. Is this too personal of a question to talk a little bit about your experience?
You asked Johnny a really personal question very flippantly. So the fact that you're prefacing this with, I hope this isn't too personal, means there's 100% chance it's too personal. I don't even want you to ask it. I'm saving you from even asking this question. If it like is giving you pause, the man that just flippantly asks people what their net worth is, how many people they've slept with, like yes,
how many you have slept with, by the way.
that's the line of questioning I'm trying to like wean yourself off of. So yeah, whatever you think you're about to ask that might be too personal, probably definitely is.
No, it was just it was a pitch for merch for the HeadGum store.
Oh.
Definitely wasn't.
Okay. No, what?
But what's the pitch?
I'm wondering, and this is just an idea that I've been toying. I've been toying with, yeah. Unintended.
That's a sex toy division, isn't it? We're not gonna fucking make a vibrator for the HeadGum store.
I'm wondering if we clone Amir's member for the store.
Amir, you drove him to this.
So it's like a member of the month club, but it's instead of being a member, yeah, so you can literally become a member to people's members.
And it's absolutely
and it's a member to remember sales event of sorts where yes nice.
Welcome to New Year's Absolutions. So you guys know New Year's Resolutions?
Mm-hmm.
This is New Year's Absolutions. So there's two ways we can go with this. One, I give you guys like a 15-minute ab exercise that you can do for the every day for all of January. But that's kind of physical and has nothing to do with podcasting. The one that I prepared for this was, you know, just kind of confessions from all of us. Something you want to absolve yourself of guilt of last year or before, so that you can waltz into the new year with a clean conscience and a heavy heart slash hand in marriage.
Let's do the fucking workout.
Yeah, I actually need that, so that'd be great.
All right, do you guys have anything you want to absolve yourselves of guilt of?
Stuff that I messed up that I'm like asking for forgiveness, mercy?
Not even forgiveness, just kind of put it out there, get it off you onto others, the listeners. I can start if you guys want like an example.
I'd love for you to start.
One time I hit a tweenager with my car and paid him $100 to keep the whole thing under wraps.
So, okay, so this doesn't have to be last year only.
No, this is like any time up until now. New decade, right? Roaring 20s. Mm-hmm. How old was the kid?
No one asked.
Amir. Oh. Yeah, like 11, 9?
Got it. Yeah, the way you scratch your collarbone when you talk about him makes me, I think, want to leave, but I'll stick around because it's like,
you shouldn't be absolved.
Yeah.
Johnny,
yeah.
Absolve yourself. Namaste. The light within me recognizes the light, the divinity within you. Namaste.
Thank you. I don't have anything I'd want to absolve myself of, especially on a public forum like this.
Okay.
I did steal $30 out of my mom's purse.
Whoa!
For what?
That's fucked up, Johnny.
I invested it into Bitcoin, and how did now you, I'm actually a...
This is my ignorance, but how did you invest cash from your mother's wallet into Bitcoin?
Sorry, ignore this.
Damn.
So every time
why
I
did
talk,
you guys stop? I was trying to come up with the little Mario like one up coin sound effect for investing.
Yeah, we stopped because it was sort of really noticeably
jarring,
distracting.
Yeah. I muted myself.
Concentration was broken as well.
Yeah, we could hear it.
Johnny, go on. You took $30 from your mom's purse, invested it, right? And then, right? That wasn't it either, was it?
Watch live and local news.
Jesus Christ.
You have to pay for YouTube, dude.
That, I guess that is the one-up. No, what's the one when you get the little coin?
I think it's like two notes, right?
Yeah,
what's
that's what I'm looking
one?
For. Here we go.
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
Oh,
here we go. This is the one. There we go. Okay, so here we go. Let's take it back. Johnny, use $30 out of your mom's purse. What did you say after that?
I invested it back into Bitcoin.
Nice.
Amazing.
Nice. Totally worth the 95-second detour.
All that staying in.
All right. Johnny made a martyr of his mother. Marika?
I have no sins to repent.
Wow.
I'm a little angel.
Wow.
Flawless victory.
Wallace victory.
That's really cool.
That was Alfred Wallace. Sort of finding his theory of evolution.
Darwin?
Wallace.
Darwin's cousin, Wallace Darwin, came up with evolution first and Charles stole it.
Wallace and Gromit.
Darwin.
Absolve yourself, Blumenfeld.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've embezzled a lot. That seems unfair.
From
to the rest of the yeah. Like, I'll expense stuff that is a personal thing, or I'll back in the day had carte blanche access to the bank account and would skim $100-$150 a day to the tune of it must have been $50,000 at the time, and no one was keeping track. So it felt like I was using it as like a personal ATM almost.
Explains a lot.
I was replenishing my coffers. Is it quaffers or coffers? I was stealing money from the company.
Is it embezzling if you're an owner? Because I thought that that's just taking an owner's fee.
See, that's what I'm going to argue.
there's a
during my day in court. Well, that's the thing. I've gotten away with it. So unless somebody like starts digging into like old financial records of the company, I don't see a world where anybody, and like Marty and Jake don't listen to this. So I don't see it coming to that.
Jake does listen to this.
He listens to this. So let me say something else. I was going to say I spiked my brother's drink when I was 16 or some shit.
With alcohol or?
Sure. Whatever. I don't want to keep the, I didn't realize Jake listens is all. So I don't want to keep the stealing from him part. Because I also ended up taking more than my fair share from our joint. Jake and I have like another joint checking situation.
Patreon and ad revenue.
Yeah, exactly. And so I've been pilfering / taking what I think is rightfully mine just because I'm in charge of it. So I'm calling it like an accounting fee. So whatever's left in there at the end of the day, which is a lot because I'm sort of in charge of distributions over the course of the year.
It's not funny, by the way. Don't chuckle.
I'm just saying we call that whatever. We give it to the Amir Blumenfeld Nonprofit Education Center or whatever the fuck, because it's like a charitable donation.
It's not a charitable.
Sure.
That's actually against the law. That's not just hurting Jake's feelings / bank account. That's against the federal law.
Yeah. So I'm, stealing / evading my tax like liability, so to speak, in a
not
manner
liability.
Of words.
Just not paying taxes.
Not paying taxes, yes. Yeah. And personal taxes as well. So does that count?
How are you evading personal taxes then? You just don't pay them?
I don't pay them, or I pay them lightly, and I've never been audited. So the IRS, I guess, has bigger fish to fry.
But between all these accounts that you've been... not really. Legally, you just actually implicated yourself. You're on record.
Really?
This is the Amir Blumenfeld tapes.
How did you get them? They're on the podcast. That's how we got them.
Do you guys know how kids start lemonade stands?
I assume so.
Like just kids, like 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds, they'll just like make lemonade in their front yard and then like, generous passersby will give them a dollar.
I had one.
The way you phrased it sounded like a riddle or something. So that's...
or like, what is the first step you wanted us to tell you?
Just, you're familiar with children's lemonade stands. Well, when I was 9... I started an acupuncture business, but I couldn't afford / didn't know where to find the needles, and I used wood toothpicks instead.
Who let you stab them so?
A lot of adults in the area.
I'm sorry.
How does this relate back to lemonade, by the way?
Well, it's like kids usually just sell lemonade on the street, which is like any fucking Tom, Dick, or Harry could do that. But when you had a dick as hairy as mine, who I named Tom, and I was a Dom... I stuck splinters into middle-aged divorcees' eyes.
Bad.
Bad?
Obviously.
Such an awful thing.
Obviously. Don't be surprised.
I absolved myself. Why? Don't try and make my conscience feel bad now. That the whole point of this segment is for you guys to feel good going into 2021.
Mm-hmm. I feel fine.
It's for us. Not necessarily you.
Hmm? I think you telling us these things is only making us think worse of you in a way. It's not really absolving. Like, you might feel good after saying things, but we feel bad for you for sure. And I think it's kind of weighing us down in the end.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know that was... No, if I'd known that that was... what was going to happen, I wouldn't have done the segment.
You wouldn't have changed anything. You're such a demon of chaos that you probably would have done it even more.
Welcome to our second segment.
Johnny or Aston? So long. You gotta be fucking kidding me. I didn't know it was this long. So it's the name of the game is Johnny or Aston Villa Edition. So I'm going to hit you with a series of fill in the blanks, and you guys tell me whether it's Aston Villa or Johnny Villa.
Aston Villa being a football club.
Yeah, yeah. An English Premier League. Again, this is for $50 per right answer.
$50 owed to me if you get it wrong.
All right, here we go. When blank was in seventh grade, he tried out for a baseball team but needed to play fourth graders because blank was so bad.
Johnny?
Correct. $50 to the man in front of a blue screen.
Johnny, is that true?
Oh, yeah, it is totally true. The coach had to pull, the seventh grade coach had to pull my dad aside, and he was like, hey, I really don't think that he's like right to play with us right now, but we do know a great team that he would be more than happy to play with.
So you were 13 on a team of 9-year-olds.
Oh yeah. And honestly, I was the big dog there. And they all loved me for that.
Yeah. Seriously.
They were asking about how lockers worked.
Don't say honestly like it's a surprise. 4 years, some of the most developing years physically. Of course you were the big dog. Man.
You were 40% older than them. That's like me hanging out with a 78-year-old. He was like, yeah, I'm a lot wiser than you. Sure.
Blank won 3-0 against Everton FC.
Aston.
Correct. $50 to the woman in an orange beanie. And
nice.
He's got to be in a meanie this episode, so rein it in. Blank gained 30 pounds their freshman year of college.
No way.
Johnny.
Correct.
You've told this story before somewhere, right?
You've gained 30 pounds? You barely weigh 30 pounds. What did you weigh before college?
I barely ate anything. I think I skipped so many meals in high school that like the 30 pounds in college just made up for all the weight I didn't gain in high school. It was incredible. I ran out of meal swipes.
So you went from like 90 to 120 or something.
Aren't there built-in meal times in high school?
Yeah, there are. But like I would just chill out in the chorus room because that's where all the theater kids were. And I just forgot to pack a lunch every day.
I also didn't take a lunch in high school. I skipped lunch to take classes instead so I could graduate early.
I'll eat when I'm dead.
Smoking a cigarette through her neck hole. I graduated high school.
I did.
Mm-hmm. I just had a protein shake, though. Like, you got to eat.
Yeah, I think I brought, like, snacks to classes and ate surreptitiously when it was, like, a teacher that I know wouldn't care.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Blank gains 30 million pounds every year.
Sure sounds like me.
I'll go.
Yeah, it's definitely Aston.
Correct. That's dollars, like British pounds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Right. Blank was the president of their college a cappella group, club, troupe, etc.
Me?
Correct. Don't you know that one?
Are you really?
Yeah, I was.
What were they called?
Oh, God.
We were called Casual Harmony.
What?
I didn't say anything.
You said, oh, God, right?
I didn't think you could hear that.
Yeah, obviously your mic.
You're right next to the
talking
microphone.
Close to it.
Casual Harmony, is that a pun?
No, it's not. I think the non-pun names are even worse than the pun names.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
This is why I asked. I feel like they're always bad and fun to hear.
Oh, totally.
George Saba and I used to do duoprov, two-man improv around LA under the name GEO Speedwagon. Because our names both start with GEO, but I think we're going to, A, we want to keep doing it, and B, we came up with a new name, Lazy Boys. So like the chairs, but plural.
Nice.
You should stick with the first one, at least.
Okay. All right. Blank was a huge fan of Legos when they were young.
Johnny.
Triple or nothing. Sorry, this one's triple or nothing.
Johnny.
Wrong.
Ow.
That's Jack Grealish.
Who?
Aston Villa's striker. Yeah. How do you like that?
I don't like any of this. Continue.
All right, this one is all or nothing. So basically all the cash that's been won so far is going to pool together and go to whoever gets this right or wrong. And whoever gets it wrong, that cash pools together and that person owes me that cash. Blank plays in stadiums.
Aston Villa.
Wrong. Johnny can't get enough of MetLife Stadium. Right? The fucking, the Meadowlands?
I was just there. Yeah.
Why?
Exactly right.
Why were you there?
They have a huge mall right by there. It just opened, and it's crowded as hell. It's called the American Dream.
So what are you doing there? Are you trying to get COVID? How are you going to crowded malls right now?
I kind of observe from a distance, really. They open... It's basically the Mall of America times 10, apparently. They have three theme parks, 5 mini golf courses inside. It's insane, and it really is unsafe, and I don't recommend it, because as soon as I walked in, I wanted to leave. It's called the American Dream.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Everyone means to save for the future. Sometimes
so you're just
going to
derail it and just watch a whole video?
Why was your first move in another YouTube video?
Sorry, hang on. Just give me... I appreciate you guys' patience.
We have no other option.
You're not being patient.
Okay. You know what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't going to work out.
Frozen.
Yeah, he's back.
I can't even say what I wanted to say. I'll tell you guys off air. Do you guys have anything to plug? Social media? Johnny, do you want to hit him with that soch?
Yeah, I'll just keep hitting my soch until my projects come back. At Johnny V, JohnnyVii on Instagram. Hit me with a follow over there.
Holy shit. You hesitated. Makes me unsure of whether or not I want to follow you as a listener. Marika?
Yeah, I'm Marika Elon, ELON, on all socials. Your Twitter, your Instagram, your Letterboxd.
Amir?
Okay, Bloomer on TikTok. Follow me on there. Trying to plug and chug, just burn out the content. Let's get viral, people. Killer.
Ugh. And then you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee, on Instagram at Jeffrey James.
Why did you change it?
Don't Play No James is maybe one of the dumbest handles I could have thought of.
It's good.
The reason I made a Twitter was because for one of my freshman year film classes, we needed to have Twitter for this class because there was like a VR thing. I don't even remember. If anybody goes to the USC Film School, please tell me they don't do it anymore. But I just needed something and I wanted it to be pun based. And there's not a lot of things at the time I thought that rhymed with Jeff. Except for Chef. So shout out Billy Brick, because he's the one who came up with the handle, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to the first episode of the HeadGum Podcast of the new year, and we'll catch you guys again next week. We're recording again this week, right?
I can, maybe.
I think you should.
I didn't sign up for it.
I think you should start trying to find other guests, quite frankly. I think this is... You're
for
asking
this?
A lot of them. I think so, yeah.
This was, I thought, a pretty tame episode.
I don't know
what we're doing anymore.
Kidding me? This one has the most balance of any of them. We had a normal conversation for 20 minutes. Two big bits, right? That's a good balance. Yeah. It's been 45 minutes. Amir's still here, which means we did something, right?
That's huge.
Anyway, yeah, we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for listening. What's like a good sign-off?
This is HeadGum for HeadGum podcasters. This is HeadGum signing out.
Um.
was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.